At the top of the news, this St. Stephen's evening, Pope Benedict XVI appealed today for the release of hostages wherever in the world they are held. In remarks following the traditional St. Stephen's Day Angelus prayer with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father prayed especially for two Italian missionaries kidnapped weeks ago in northern Kenya. The Pope also remembered hostages being held in Latin America and the Middle East and asked the faithful to keep all captives in their prayers. Before the Angelus, Pope Benedict reflected on the life of St. Stephen, the first martyr, whose feast is celebrated the 26th of December.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, in Santo Stefano vediamo realizzarsi.
He said, in the example of St. Stephen, we see the realization of the first fruits of the salvation that the nativity of Christ brought to humanity, the victory of life over death, of love over hatred, of the light of truth over the darkness of deceit. Let us praise God, said Pope Benedict, because this victory permits many Christians even today not to respond to evil with evil, but with the power of truth and love.
La Vergine Maria, regina dei martiri, ottenga tutti credenti.
The Holy Father concluded praying that the Virgin Mary, Queen of Martyrs, obtain for all believers that they may courageously follow this same path.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Maria.
Et concepit Spiritus.
Following the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father greeted the faithful in several languages, including English.
In this Christmas season, we rejoice that the grace of God has appeared. His mercy and love have been revealed in the face of the Christ child born in Bethlehem. Today's feast of St. Stephen reminds us that we are also called to follow Jesus to the cross. Though suffering is a part of life, a God who personally enters history has the power to save us through it. With our eyes fixed on heaven, let us therefore endure to the end so that we might gaze upon his face for all eternity. God bless you all.